Everything in life has a more sinister and darker side than what is perceived on the surface. Every piece of media you consume has something lurking in the shadows of the person or team who made it. Every movie, every song, every book that you have enjoyed has a dark past in some form. But out of all of those, it seems video games have the capability to house some of the most dark and twisted parts of the creator's mind. From obvious inclusions like Silent Hill's PT, to the most lighthearted games such as Mario, we will pluck every strand of every creepy and twisted mystery these games have to offer. This is The Dark Side of Gaming. It's 2012. You're slowly making your way through the woods. You can only hear the soft crunching of grass and your own ragged breath. Carefully, you navigate through the trees with only the beam from your flashlight to guide. Your nerves are on edge, but it has made you alert, scanning your surroundings. One tree after another passes by, and eventually, you find a clearing, and within that clearing, a building. Upon inspecting the building, you find that it is nothing more than a structure campers can visit to take showers and freshen up. You imagine that in the daytime, it isn't such a scary place, but in the moment, it is steeped in horror. Not knowing what awaits you around each dark corner, you press on, trying to be brave. You have a mission. Your flashlight bounces off the sea blue tiles until the light lands on a different material. It's a piece of paper, similar to the one you found on the tree not too long ago. Similar to the one you took off the truck's window when you first arrived. The beam of light falls over the thick dark lines of ink pressed into the pages. A tall stick figure surrounded by a singular warning. Always watching. As you grasp the paper and lift it loose from the wall, you feel your heart drop. The sensation that you are no longer alone floods your head. You come to the realization that there's only one way in and out of the room, and you can feel a presence behind you, blocking your exit. Nervously, you start to spin around until your light falls on the dark fabric of the figure before you. A tall being wearing a neat and proper dark suit, contrasting his snow-white head. Devoid of any human features, your vision blurs, and suddenly, he's an inch from you, gripping you. The sound of static rushes through your mind. A heavy expulsion of air leaves your mouth as you throw yourself back from the monitor, the screen asking you if you'd like to play again. You had heard your friends talking about the game, but you thought you were above it, that you could conquer the game. The title was Slender Man, The Eight Pages, a game that got popular thanks to the lore surrounding it and the fever pitch of content creators looking to capitalize on the quick and easy content it provided. It, like many games before and after it, was designed to scare you. Game companies have been pumping out horror games since there was enough pixels to make anything remotely scary. As of late, though, most popular horror games are born elsewhere. They are made in homes and basements by indie developers looking to make your skin crawl. Indie horror titles saw a boom after Slender Man: The Eight Pages. The formula was easy enough to replicate successfully. It was much more common to find a horror game somewhere buried in Steam made by three guys than it was to see the bigger companies trying to push one out. So, looking for more thrills, people would surf through the internet looking for the next fix of horror. Whether they just wanted to be scared or wanted views on YouTube, the landscape of horror indie games evolved. The games got more involved. They took different approaches to getting under your skin. One in particular had gone too far. A game that seemingly surfaced out of nowhere. A game going by the title, Sad Satan. In 2015, the channel Obscure Horror Corner uploaded the first known gameplay footage of Sad Satan. Obscure Horror started their channel in 2014 and gathered a following by playing, well, obscure horror games. Ones you would find amidst message boards and in private messages. While plenty of these games were off-putting and horrifying, none seemed to capture the curiosity and imagination of viewers quite like Sad Satan managed to. The game starts off simple enough. Players aren't given much direction, but there isn't anything to do but walk forward. The floor and walls seem poorly rendered, and the skybox feels out of place. The environment will flicker, as if lights were meant to be placed there, but didn't load properly. It isn't long before the game shows its true hand, however. A voice can be heard. It is distorted and muffled, accompanied by a static. The voice is that of an old number station. Radio frequencies that were used to covertly send messages coded with numbers and phrases. As the player continues walking, they will hear other recordings chiming in and overlapping each other. Interviews with known murderers like Charles Manson will haunt the player as they dare to press on. Mangled and reversed versions of songs will eerily score the player while they watch the hallway dissolve into visual noise. It will shift into a black image with thick white outlines. The hallway will become tighter and even lead to enclosed rooms with patterns resembling prying eyes. These things alone would surely be enough to put someone on edge. The environment descends into depravity as audio cues rattle your senses. Isolated in an alien landscape until you round enough corners to discover that you're not truly alone. Within the maze that is Sad Satan, you'll occasionally come across children, their eyes and mouths permanently fixed open. They'll stand in the middle of the hall or surround you in rooms making shrill cries and labored breathing. They don't do much, but will occasionally get closer to the player when they take their eyes off of them. It'd be understandable if a player became rattled by one of these children when their piercing cry came from the speakers, sending the player darting through the halls as they shift around them, as images began to flash on the screen. These images vary from instances surrounding child abuse such as Operation U-Tree and other depictions of crimes and tragedies, such as a photograph taken moments before the assassination of JFK. The pictures will take up the entire screen, obscuring the player's view for a few seconds before returning them to the corridors. When all of this is put together, the bizarre setting disconnected from reality. The audio files revolve around dangerous people and events, the children found lingering through the halls and the flashing images of serial killers and cult leaders. It's no wonder that the game captured the attention of Obscure Horror Corner's audience. The game demands you watch to see how much further into its rabbit hole you'll fall, right up until the moment the game becomes impossible to continue. Within the final part of the walkthrough, that has since been deleted from the channel, Obscure Horror begins being followed by one of the spectral children. Every time the child touches you, the player character will take contact damage. As with many horror games, you are left without a way to defend yourself, and as such, will eventually be killed, making it impossible to proceed further in the game. But if the story of Sad Satan ended there, with just a bizarre and disturbing walkthrough of some unknown horror game, then we wouldn't be talking about it. More bizarre and disturbing than the game itself is the events that followed it, the discussion around it, and the very real-world repercussions of the game's reach. After the gameplay was released and enough buzz had built around the series, Obscure Horror Corner was interviewed by Kotaku, a popular blog centered around gaming. It was in this interview that Obscure Horror claimed to have received a message from an anonymous subscriber. The subscriber informed Obscure Horror of the game that existed within the deep web and how to find it. The deep web is a large portion of the internet that cannot be accessed through a typical web browser. Most of the deep web involves pages that weren't indexed in private databases. But if one knows where to look, they can find instances of illegal substance trading and other sites containing litanies of illicit material. Because of this, the deep web has been the subject of many of the spooky stories floating around the internet. Tales of hitmen and monsters hiding in message boards. This is where Sad Satan was found. The link for the game sat within a deep web forum, posted by a user going by the name of ZK. Using a Tor browser, Obscure Horror Corner was able to navigate to the link, and after checking the file for malware, he downloaded it, leading to the playthrough that was posted. That was the story we were given, anyway. As the story of Sad Satan is much more complicated than just an article of the deep web. Within the first part of the playthrough, a link was posted where people would be able to download and play the game for themselves. This link, however, was invalid, anyone who clicked the link was sent to an error page. Within this motion, people began to question the validity of the deep web claim at all. When the owner of the channel was questioned about the link, they stated the game did in fact have material that they weren't comfortable leading others to, so they intentionally posted an invalid link. In a surprising twist, a post was made to 4chan shortly before this revelation about obscure horror posting the wrong link occurred. The post was from an individual claiming to be none other than ZK themselves. The post stated that Obscure Horror Corner failed to show their audience the true Sad Satan, and included a link to the supposed true version of the game. Many of the members who saw the post attempted to download the game. Where Obscure Horror had claimed before that the file he downloaded was free of malware, the users on 4chan weren't so lucky. The game was reported to freeze up and run slowly, while others would have their computers rendered unresponsive. Those who did manage to get the game up and running were greeted with the graphic images ZK claimed had been removed from the program. These images included graphic depictions of violence, including the aftermath of severe accidents and the involvement of child abuse. With this version of the game in hand, several individuals on the subreddit for Sad Satan worked together to create a clean version of the clone, as it was referred to. The clean version was redistributed and is now the most readily available version of the game. So the game was initially uploaded by Obscure Horror Corner. The version the channel used was unobtainable. A clone was linked in 4chan that contained graphic images that were subsequently cleaned up by the community, so others can get a version closer to what Obscure Horror had uploaded. The question still remained: who made Sad Satan, and why had they done it? There was no company attached to it. However, given the content, that's unsurprising. The first murmur of the game's existence would be when it was uploaded onto Obscure Horror Corner's channel, which led many to believe that the game was created by him. People assumed the game was put together to drum up some buzz around the channel, and the story about the deep web was just cashing in on the ambiguity of the deep web. This would have all been done in an attempt to pull in subscribers. It's worth noting, though, that the Sad Satan playthrough was the final video uploaded to the channel. If this is true, the channel got the attention it wanted, but didn't capitalize on it. This could be a result of the version that was released by 4chan mere days after the playthrough was posted. Obscure Horror Corner possibly didn't want to continue making content in fear of the backlash and negative attention they could possibly receive due to the graphic nature of the clone's game's release, though some had the belief that Obscure Horror Corner and ZK were one and the same person. There is a possibility that Obscure Horror Corner uploaded the clone version of the game to create credibility around the deep web narrative of Sad Satan. Theories and speculation continued to swirl around the game and the events that transpired around it. The discussion slowly died down over time, and it seemed like, just with any other mysteries, we would never have a concrete answer. That was until 2017, when by happenstance, a man living in Lubbock, Texas, had become potentially linked to the narrative that was Sad Satan. On YouTube, there is a channel called Scarebeer. There are two notable videos on this channel, the first being titled Sad Sad Satan, worth mentioning for the nomenclature associated with the title of the game. Another video reveals the face of a middle-aged man, a man by the name of Gary Graves. When tracing the YouTube channel, people found a Reddit account that was created just 4 days before the clone of Sad Satan was posted on 4chan. This also meant that the account was created just 1 day prior to Obscure Horror Corner uploading their gameplay of Sad Satan. This Reddit account was called ScareBeerZK. The timing matches up, and sadly, there was another link between Gary Graves and Sad Satan. As mentioned before, Gary Graves became relevant to the story in 2017, because that was the year that Gary Graves was arrested for possession of child pornography. The man revealed in the mentioned video looked identical to another Gary that could be found in the 2017 Lubbock, Texas database. So it seems that the logical conclusion is this: Gary Graves creates Sad Satan, putting all the sick depravity he can into the project. aware of Obscure Horror Corner, Gary anonymously contacts the channel and shares the link, making sure to keep the illicit content on the dark web. Horror Corner downloads the game and plays it, potentially editing out some of the more gruesome and deplorable content. Gary posted the full game onto 4chan, wanting people to see the true scope of his creation. When attention builds, Horror Corner starts to slowly fade into the background, not wanting to be associated with the contents. Then Redditors take the game and remove the content that would be deemed too graphic. The mystery stirs for a few years, until Gary is arrested and the whole story is tied up. No loose ends. Possibly. The connections between Gary Graves and Sad Satan seemed concrete, but they are situational evidence, though it should be said that the crimes Gary Graves committed are indeed real and severe. While it would be a convenient way to wrap the story up, much like the other mysteries we've covered here, we have no definitive answer. And that's more or less where the story ends. Gary is in jail, and there's no certainty he was involved with Sad Satan. Unless Obscure Horror Corner comes back one day, we may never know the origins of Sad Satan. Whether or not Obscure Horror made it themselves, or if an outside party was trying to distribute graphic content for their own amusement, the story of Sad Satan is now nothing more than a reflection of its gameplay, a long walk down winding corridors, hearing voices chiming in nonsensically while you wander without purpose. Perhaps there is something to be found inside of Sad Satan, a message the players and viewers can take away from it. Years later, there are still faint whispers of Sad Satan, and those who are interested in seeing the story through to a conclusion, whatever it may be. Until then, there are videos and safe versions of the game that people can pick through. Until someday, we are able to return to the corners of Obscure Horror. This episode of The Dark Side of Gaming was brought to you by The Dark Swamp Entertainment and produced by Swamp Dweller, backed by Audioboom. The heart-pounding sound design was produced by Derek Weber, and the creepy mysteries in this episode were brought together by author JoJo. These dark tales were voiced and hosted by TDN. Be sure to follow the podcast on iTunes and Spotify to get notified as soon as an episode comes out, and don't forget to rate it and let us know how we did, and comment some ideas of what you would like to hear in a future episode.